On this very special episode of the Let's Go Eat Show, it's a free preview of our Let's Go Eat Show double shot episodes. I'd like to thank everybody so far who's contributed to our Patreon page and supported the Let's Go Eat Show. If you haven't, here's how it works. Is you go on there and for $5 a month, you get two extra episodes. And these aren't interviews. These are more free-range conversations with Bill and sometimes some guests, sometimes just Bill and I. And we do kind of whatever the hell we want. On the episode you're going to listen to today, we invited Gina Barberi to the studio to taste Diet Cokes.
Nice shirt.
It's all right.
It's a nice shirt. You've got some...
Somebody else wore it who had dandruff.
Yeah, is that who did that?
Yeah. It's D.I. Dandruff.
All right, so if anybody has to pee, I would suggest doing it now.
Why is that?
Because as you can see, we're going to do a lot of drinking of Diet Coke on this.
But we're not going to drink the entire can.
I don't understand what the fuck we're doing here.
Okay, well, I'll explain it to you.
Yeah.
It's really quite
And why simple. Am I sitting across the table from Gina? I don't get that.
I don't know. That I don't know. All right. We have four different Diet Coke varietals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to taste test them to decide which is the best.
Okay.
There's a bit of a saga that goes along with setting up this episode. This is the most work I have ever put into a podcast.
Why?
What? Well, I'll tell you.
Hey, Dylan, tell us why.
So
we both asked.
Diet Coke recently released four new flavors.
Right.
Okay.
And I set off on a mission to get all four to come do this episode.
That should have been an easy task, I would
right.
think.
Who knows how to put Coke in stores like Coca-Cola?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to run down a list of the places I went.
Okay.
Okay.
The other day. Okay. Smith's, South Ogden. Albertsons, South Ogden.
There's an Albertsons?
Well, it's associated.
The Fresh Market.
Fresh Market, yeah.
We never change the names of things.
No, it's Fred Meyer and it's Albertsons.
It's the Delta Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Walmart in Riverdale. Target in Riverdale. Harmon's in Riverdale. Then... Let's see, six.
There's only four kinds.
I know. And then I went to Smith's in North Ogden and Associated Foods Fresh Market in North Ogden.
You know, your problem
was... So that's
was,
eight different places.
Your problem was is that you were doing all of this in North Ogden and Ogden. I went to the Fred Meyer when these came out. I think it was the Fred Meyer or the Avenues Smith's. And there they were, all four of them right there. In a thin can.
Well, that was going to be my next question is.
Well, I haven't listed off the places I called okay. while I was driving.
But they were all right there, and I bought all four of them and took them home.
Well, it finally took me calling the Harmons in downtown Salt Lake
yeah.
to the grocer, head of groceries.
God uh-huh. bless Harmons.
Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, we are out of all of them. The Coke warehouse is completely out. So, anything,
so they're popular, though.
They're very popular. They're trying to restock. They've assured me that they will be coming out again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So in my travels, I came up with two new flavors.
I bought all four of them and I don't remember what they were. Even I didn't drink them either. I took them home. My wife is Mrs. Bill is the Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Diet Coke.
She's a good woman.
And she, so I took home the four flavored ones, but I don't remember what they are.
Did she try them all?
She did.
Did she report to you what
she said?
Her findings?
Her findings were, yeah, I'll stick with Diet Coke.
I'm not going to go out of my way to get.
You know.
See, now I'm disappointed because when Dylan asked me to do this, I was looking forward to the thin cans because that's part of the appeal of this is they come in the thin cans.
Couldn't find any.
You're asking too much.
Couldn't find any of the new flavors in the thin cans.
You're asking too much of Ogden.
Because I'm guessing people are like me and that's part of the novelty of them is getting the mm-hmm. thin cans.
So the four new flavors are ginger lime.
We've got that here, I see.
Twisted mango, which we
don't
have.
That.
This one is... that's regular.
There's feisty cherry.
Feisty cherry, which mm-hmm. we have, and zesty blood orange, which we don't have.
So we only have two?
We have four different flavors of Coke here. We have cherry Diet Coke, regular.
Okay.
That's been out for a while.
That's
not one of the new.
All right, that's
okay.
a classic. Mm-hmm. We have ginger lime, which is new. We have feisty cherry, which is new.
Okay.
And regular Diet Coke.
Feisty cherry.
I'm interested to try the blood orange. I think including blood as a
You're scared, aren't you?
Well, do you know
off the bat?
But you know what a blood orange is?
Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
Okay. All right. So.
I have way more supplies than we need.
They didn't call it bloody orange. They didn't call it bleeding orange.
It's true.
You know, hemorrhaging orange.
We're all out of the hemorrhaging orange.
Yeah, no.
So probably the best way to do it, I have a can for each of us if we wanted to go that route.
Mm. I'm not going to drink a whole one. I think we open one and
four cans
no. Because I forgot that we were doing this today. I've already had a can of Diet Coke.
I had one this morning too, which I very seldom do, but there was a cold one in the refrigerator at home and I went, I'll take that and drink it.
Yeah. I saw both of you with Cokes and I wanted to say, what are you doing?
Yeah, you should have warned us. So let's just open one and sample.
Okay, so let's start at this end.
So what?
And
this,
work our way
what's this?
Down. So that is Diet Coke Cherry. This
yeah,
is
you've had this before.
Yeah, that's been around for years.
Yeah, this is a classic.
Okay.
There we go.
I love that sound.
These are very cold. These have been right in the top of the fridge.
So that's why I like the.
I'm gonna pour it in the
just
cup.
Pour it into thirds and then.
I like them in cans rather than the plastic bottles because the cans get colder.
Yeah, I prefer beer in cans too.
Do you think
really.
That's Do you think that's really true, or is that just
it
something
is.
That feels?
No, it is.
I think it's true, and I think they taste different in the cans than in the plastic bottle.
A little bit. You get that little bit of metallic taste, you know. Now, and I've talked to beer brewers about this, and they say. Cans are fine. They're better in many ways because the product doesn't get exposed to sunlight, which affects it, and it gets colder, and it's easier to ship. And it's easier, like if you're going camping or you're going somewhere,
you want to take
it to the pool.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so let's taste this first one, and we'll describe what we think it tastes like. But at the very end, we're going to rate them from worst to best.
Okay, are you going to keep track of that somehow? Do you have a piece of paper?
Here's a
you're
napkin.
Not prepared.
There's a
you
napkin.
Are unprepared.
It's really
write it on a napkin.
What am I going to write?
You said we're going to rate them. Which one we
at
like?
At the very
best.
End, we'll do that.
I think I'll remember.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only four.
All right.
And they're right here in front of you.
Yeah, I guess maybe I can handle that. I might be able to handle it. But we might have different opinions. That's the problem.
Oh. So, and we'll discuss those.
Diet Cherry Coke. We're gonna describe what it tastes like. I haven't sipped yet. I'm gonna guess cherry. I'm gonna take a wild guess.
But I'm gonna be more specific with cherry.
Okay.
I think it tastes like cherry cough syrup.
It's a very fake cherry flavor.
It tastes like medicine to me.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not horrible, but it would not be.
I wouldn't go out of my way.
No.
So, but here,
because a cherry Coke, a fountain. Cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. That's something entirely different. That's Coca-Cola from the fountain, which always tasted different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't drink Coke much anymore, but when I was a kid and growing up, and I don't know when they stopped doing this, but when you would get a Coke, a Coke, it was harsh. It was it
burned your nose.
It was harsh and delicious.
Yeah.
And they've taken all that away. Which really pissed me off. And then they would put real cherry syrup in it.
Well, they also took cocaine out of it.
Well, I was pissed about that, too.
Where's the cocaine?
Six-year-old Bill was pissed.
Okay, so that's cherry.
So, yeah. So, well, the thing is, though, is that so the cherry flavoring in a Coke has sugar in it.
It's Coke, but it's real sugar in the syrup?
No, in a real Coke, it's real syrup. So this is even tamed down cherry, which is probably why we don't like it as much as a regular Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, it's okay, but...
So my finding for that is it tastes like cough syrup.
Okay. Mm. Do we want to do...
it's making me cough.
Oh, dear God. Okay, so three new cups.
Well, I'm not going to drink all that, so... Next time, just put a swallow.
Okay, so...
What difference does it make?
Because we're going to throw it away.
Gina, we would, anyway.
If it's just a swallow in this one cup, we could put the next one in, and I don't have to get another cup.
You don't want it tainted with
the
dregs.
Oh, quit tainting it, Gina. By the way, I also brought you each a water bottle in the case you wanted to cleanse your palate between Diet Coke tastes.
I think it'd be okay.
Okay,
I'm starting to like the Diet Cherry Coke.
It's growing on you.
So this is the ginger lime, which is to me the weirdest of the flavors we have here.
Why would that be weird?
Because ginger.
Weirder than feisty cherry.
Yeah.
I defy you to find me a variety of cherry called the feisty cherry. There is no cherry that's a feisty cherry.
Well,
that's
you to find me a ginger lime.
Well, that's I can get you ginger. And I can get you a lime.
I can't get you
angry ginger and pugnacious lime.
I wonder why they didn't just do lime. Why they felt like they had to add the ginger.
I don't know. That is a but ginger and lime is kind of a classic combo. You know, you do it in a lot of stuff.
It just smells like Diet Coke.
This tastes like Tab. Do you remember Tab?
Yeah, yeah. You can still get Tab.
I looked it up the other day when I was looking at Diet Coke.
That's what this tastes like.
Tab was hugely popular. Mm-hmm. What was the one? Hmm. Was it Tab? No, it was Fresca. Fresca, mm-hmm. where it was a nun. Remember the TV commercial?
Mm-mm.
And they open it up and go.
That, yeah, I remember that. I don't remember.
I think it was a nun. I can't remember the commercial. I'll have to dig that up. This does not taste gingery or limey.
No, it tastes like a toned down regular Diet Coke, I think.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't taste any additional flavor, and it's not quite as bitter as a Diet Coke.
Mm. I like it better than the cherry, though.
Yeah. It leaves a little
don't
bit of
don't ruin the ending, Gina.
I haven't.
It leaves a little bit of the. What, have you guys already figured out the ending for this?
No, we're not supposed to rate them till the end.
Okay.
Oh, it's.
I've thought through this.
This is. It leaves a little bit of a not unpleasant, but an aftertaste. Mm-hmm. It's not an unpleasant aftertaste.
No.
So maybe that's the hint of ginger and or lime. My palate has been ruined over the years.
What'd
anyway.
You do to your palate, Bill?
I've eaten too much kimchi and harsh foods.
You've burned off your taste buds. Mm. Do you like? I like the styrofoam cups here. You can tell I put lipstick on right before I came because it's important to put lipstick on before you do a podcast.
Yeah.
My mother raised me that way. Before you go do a podcast,
is that what she said when you were a little
sure
girl?
You go. Put
we'll have your four lined up cups, and we'll do that as the image for this. Yeah,
and if I were to ask your mother today, hey Mary Claire, what's a podcast? What would she say?
She didn't know.
I don't know.
I've heard Gina say that word. I don't know.
Okay, so
do you want to grab a feisty cherry?
I don't know. Can you handle the feisty cherry?
Well, we'll see.
Well, that ginger lime was not feisty at all.
So, what do you think about burping? Because I'm gonna have to burp here in a second.
Well, don't do it into the microphone.
Well,
it wouldn't be the first time.
Really?
It's a Let's Go Eat show.
Let's go drink Diet Coke. That's great. Really?
Well, I'm sorry.
It feels good.
You have to do it right into the microphone.
Yeah.
And this is our paid content.
Yeah.
People are paying money for this content. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you get.
Don't tell her that. She's going to demand a cut.
Here. I'm getting free Diet Coke. That's how I'm getting paid in free Diet. Okay, so this is feisty cherry.
Okay. Ooh, this smells like, I can smell the cherry.
So it's feisty. It's coming at you, baby.
Let's see.
Coming at you.
It doesn't taste a whole lot different than the other cherry. What makes this feisty?
Does it seem more carbonated? Is there more carbonation?
Yes. Yes, it is.
See, now I have to compare.
And it does taste a little more cherry. And you're right, it's more carbonated.
It's maybe a little less medicine-y.
Yeah. You
want it? Gina's double fist in Diet Cokes.
Well, I'm comparing side. You're right. It is more carbonated.
Yeah. So that's what makes it feisty. Okay.
Of course, that one's been sitting for a while, but I think it's and they can control that.
Yeah,
you can control how
it feels fizzy on my lips.
Why they did it? They have a cherry. We'll just make it slightly fizzier and call it feisty cherry.
There is more. There's more of that cherry flavor in the feisty cherry, and it's that medicine-y cherry.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's tingly on my lips when I drink it.
Yeah, none of these are terrible.
No,
they're just. No. But they're in certain ways. They're. I mean, I hate to say it. They're just to me kind of unremarkable. I was like, oh, okay, fine. All right. I'll just have a Diet Coke.
Well, pour that and let's taste that now.
Diet Coke? I know what Diet Coke tastes
like.
See,
I just burped and you didn't even know. It's possible to do it
pin
that way.
Pin a rose on your nose.
It is possible
but
to
it is,
do it that
I
way.
I know, but it's more satisfying. Now, I want you by the end of this to just belch what? Into the microphone.
Have you ever burped and gone, oh, I feel so much better?
Yeah. Dylan, you know, Dylan's mother, this is a little known fact, Claudia Allred, can belch on cue.
Like the alphabet? Anytime. She can do the alphabet?
She can kind of do that sort of thing. I kept trying to learn that.
That's why you married her.
No, it's why I divorced her.
No, it's not.
And saying I divorced her would be a misnomer.
But
I'm divorcing you, Bill, and I'm taking my burping with me.
But I always tried to learn that skill from her, and I never was able to master it.
I used to be able to do it, but that skill has gone away as I've gotten older.
Now, why are we having a Diet Coke?
Because it's a control.
For due diligence.
All right.
And well, I'm gonna take a sip of water, find Coca-Cola Dasani water, and clear my palate.
Okay.
If we're really doing due diligence here,
due diligence,
then we would have not done this until you'd gotten every flavor.
Well, who knows when Coca-Cola will stock its warehouse? Maybe we'll do it again with two new flavors.
Because that tells me that those are really popular and people liked them, and they're probably better.
Or they only did it. They only had a limited amount because they wanted to see how it would go.
Yeah.
But apparently it's gone well if they're out of them. So.
Well, and I think these companies will, on purpose, make two of them easy to get and two of them harder to get to cause that demand.
Now, that's flat. Is it because it's gotten... That's flat.
A bad Diet Coke?
There's hardly any carbonation to that.
I think you're just comparing it to the Feisty Cherry, which is...
Is this the way Diet Coke always is? To you?
Yeah. Hmm. I think you're just... comparing it to the Feisty Cherry.
And also this Diet Coke might be a little bit warmer than the other three in temperature because they were kept in two different fridges.
Oh yeah. You know what?
What?
Well, hang on. We're going to rate them now.
Mm.
So we're going to go.
Bill's changing his mind about things.
Yeah, he's thinking. He has them lined up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sticking to coffee.
What?
She tried her hardest.
Nobody heard that. Oh, there we go.
Yay.
That's the best you can do?
If this isn't worth your couple of dollars or whatever, I don't know what is. Okay.
It's a good thing my mother doesn't listen to podcasts.
So what is your fourth favorite? Least favorite
is the original cherry.
Original cherry. Yeah. Bill?
Same.
I think my least favorite would be ginger lime.
Really?
Yeah, because it just took what Diet Coke tastes like and made it a little less. I didn't add anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Third favorite, Gina.
Third favorite would be the Feisty Cherry.
Oh, interesting.
I like the ginger lime better, I think.
My third favorite would be ginger lime.
Did I say my third?
No.
I forgot what I've said.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
drunk
I
on
told,
Diet Coke.
See, I told you. You should have written this shit down.
I think my third favorite, and this is going to be a shocker, is just the plain Diet Coke.
You like the Feisty Cherry the best?
Well, that's where I'm going.
Really?
Second favorite for me would be regular cherry Diet Coke.
The second favorite for me would be Diet Coke.
Oh, Gina's tasting all four again.
I am now on the Feisty Cherry bandwagon.
Yeah.
So my favorite flavored Diet Coke, Diet Vanilla Coke.
Oh.
Which, can you get it in cans?
I don't, you used to.
I think you can. I think I saw them in my exploits.
And when I saw them release these in the thin can, I got excited thinking maybe I will be able to get Diet Vanilla Coke in a thin can. Because if I can get anything out of this podcast, if the Coke people are listening.
Which thin we hope can they're not.
Diet Vanilla Coke.
Diet Vanilla Coke in a skinny can.
No, they could hear this. We have not denigrated their brands. These are all ultimately fine.
I'm a huge fan. Yeah. I'm a noted Diet Coke fan. Yeah.
Gina drinks at least one Diet Coke a day.
Yep. And I think if I'm going to drink Diet Coke, which I mean, I just don't drink.
If you drink soda, you drink Diet Coke, though.
Yeah.
That's the one
you
order.
That's if I want a soda, I will have a Diet Coke.
Well,
but I might change to Feisty Cherry Diet Coke.
I think you should. I am a fan, though, of the Coke Zero Sugars over the Diet Cokes.
Why is that a...
excuse me. Oh, man. That feels good, though.
It does feel good.
Sometimes, you know, there it's bad. You should turn your head a little bit, though, because there's also a smell.
Something else?
Yeah.
It
stinky
brings
burps.
Up other
yeah,
things.
Stinky burps are, oh, and it's so embarrassing. I didn't realize. One time, I was burping in front of maybe one of my many wives. Well, only two, or so. I was burping in front of somebody, and they went, "Oh God,
yeah,
that stinks." And I thought, "What? Oh, I never didn't realize that a burp can be like
out.
A fart." You know,
it goes. Yeah, it goes down into that.
Excuse
creates
me.
Air
excuse
bubbles
me.
Of
from the bottom of my heart. If it would have come out the other way, it would have been a
fart. Fart.
That'll be the title of this.
Yeah.
That'll be the title of this episode.
Yeah, I like that.
It'll be that. And then the picture of Gina's lipstick.
Here's just another quick thing
you
about
can see the order,
gases.
You can see the order she drank them in as her lipstick diminished.
Yeah.
So just another quick thing about gases.
Sure.
Sometimes.
This is paid prime content.
Sometimes you have you now. I know you never fart, Gina.
No, I don't poop. I don't fart. I don't.
But
no, you burp though.
But I fart occasionally, and sometimes you know you think, and I don't know how I think I know this, but I think you know what, I can get away with this. It's not going to stink. And sometimes I do let odorless. Farts.
How can you know that?
Well, I don't know, and I probably don't, because there are times when I think I've gotten away with it, and my wife goes, "God, really?"
She's like, I misjudged that one.
And I do. I say, "I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be an odorless one." And
sorry,
it
honey, it felt like an odorless
you should
one.
You always assume that a fart.
I know.
Is good. Always.
You really.
And then
should.
You're pleasantly surprised when it's not.
Yeah, that's
I've
good,
heard.
Yeah.
One other
probably fart all the time. You fart roses, don't you?
Yep. Actual.
Isn't that that's an old saying? Yeah. She thinks she farts roses.
So.
Is this what you wanted it to be, Dylan?
This is exactly.
Okay, good.
With more gas than I expected, which is good. I thought that I was, I'm excited about that.
I'm going to finish up this feisty chair.
Oh, I think you really likes it.
Yeah.
And you just, regular was your favorite?
Regular is my favorite. Then ginger lime, then feisty cherry, then the regular cherry.
That's just regular cherry.
There's no more feisty cherry?
They're the two right there, the purpley ones.
Which, the here?
Yeah.
Oh, can I have them?
You can.
I'm
serious.
So much,
I'm serious.
Taking.
I want to, I would, now how am I going to keep them?
Well, if you put them in the fridge here,
somebody
someone else will
steal
drink them.
When I put them in the fridge, I put a note on them.
Yeah, put these are Bill's back off.
Okay.
Bill's feisty diet.
Or I'll come
diet.
And fart at your cubicle. That'll get you.
Next time it's going to be a stinky one, Bill will be right over.
He can plan it.
You steal this, I'll find out, and I'll fart in your cubicle. All right.
I was thinking, one thing I'd like to get, and you two have more pull here than I do. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I go to our boss, Kayvon.
Okay.
And we get Coca-Cola here in the office, and it's a wonderful, well-stocked fridge.
Yep. Yes.
I want one of those Coke dispensers, like they have it, like a Five Guys. Have you ever seen those? Where it's
the freestyle.
Yeah, the freestyle. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen these, Bill?
Any syrup with any, it's hundreds of combinations.
Yeah,
of syrup.
Harman's has one.
Yeah,
I've seen people doing it. It has never even in the slightest enticed me.
Do you want to hear my trick, Dylan?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, all those different syrups and all those different sodas all come out the same spout.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get a pure drink,
Gina doesn't like mixing of the flavors.
I want what I want.
Okay.
So you can just get plain water in those. So you go to the water first and you let it run just for, you know, you don't want to waste it, but just a little rinsing.
Clear out the residue.
Mm-hmm. Clear out the residue.
Do they have a drain? Yeah. It's a drain there?
Yeah. And then you go and put in your... That's where I get my Diet Coke with vanilla.
That's a smart idea. You know, you are very clever about many, many things. And if you would take that innate native intelligence that you have and direct it towards something important.
Is this important?
This is very important.
It's a pure flavor.
Yeah, sure. That's what, you. Who
someone
knows?
In front of me gets, you know, that cherry Coke that I don't like, and it mixes with my diet vanilla.
Who knows? You might have been a Stephen Hawking. You might have been
just directed you, this.
Yeah,
in
but
another...
but no, you're trying to figure out to get a pure diet
pure
Coke. Turn your mind to some medical cure of some sort. The common cold, please.
I've cured pure soda.
Right.
Oh, and there's so many bad jokes about Stephen Hawking I want to make, but I won't.
Good.
Good.
That's it.
All right, Stephen Hawking. You know, as great as he was.
Yeah.
As I was talking to my
what did he like in terms of diet?
As I was talking to my wife yesterday, and I said, you know, he was really a fantastic mind and a brilliant guy, but he was a bit of a misogynist.
Yeah, yeah.
He was kind of a misogynist and had...
you can see why his wife was trying to kill him?
Well, maybe not that. Oh. I don't know because I wasn't there. But then she said, did you see the movie,
The
Theory of Everything with Eddie Redmayne? I said, no, I didn't watch it. She said, I watched part of it, she said, but you know, there's something about Eddie Redmayne. I can't stand his mouth. And I said,
He's got a big mouth.
I agree. I don't like looking at Eddie Redmayne, no matter what he's in.
Wasn't he the guest on The Daily Show when you guys came to see me?
No.
No?
I don't remember who it was.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
Oh, wait. No, maybe it was him.
I think it was him.
I think you're right now that I think about it. Because I remember going, oh, I was hoping it was going to be somebody.
Somebody I liked. I hope Eddie Redmayne doesn't hear this. Oh, my God. You know, and Eddie Redmayne. expressed his sorrow at Stephen Hawking's death.
Well, yeah.
What a story. That's a story, isn't it?
He played him in a movie. Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, I'm sorry. He died. I'm still alive, though.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
we done?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye.